Human biases can seep into computer programs and algorithms, especially if the creators all have similar backgrounds. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis has more from a computer science conference held in Pittsburgh last week.
Annie Sullivan was one of the speakers at the Abstractions Conference. She's a software engineer at Google and recently did a stint with the federal government, working to make online interfaces as easy to use as possible. She says humans learn by generalizing, which can make us biased in ways we never intended.
It's really easy to take a machine learning algorithm and accidentally encode that bias in a way that's very opaque or hard to understand.
Say a machine learning algorithm is created to sort through resumes, putting some in a good pile and others in a bad pile. The engineer's bias against, say, community colleges could be programmed into that algorithm. This kind of programmed bias is especially harmful when it's built into government processes. What's the fix? Diversity, says Sullivan.
We have a really big responsibility in government to represent all the people and to serve all the people, not just people that happen to be software engineers.
According to Census Bureau data, just over a fifth of computer programmers in the U.S. are women, and less than 5% are Black. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kathleen Davis.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Covestro LLC. More information is available at Covestro.us.